Mark, you've finally lost your guest, I understand.
Yeah, that's right. The Cunnamulla Magistrates Court decided on the who should retain it or get to keep the meteorite yesterday.
How long have you actually had it in your place?
It's been here in the possession of the police since about September or October, late September, early October last year. So it's at 8 or 9 months.
And, of course, all the speculation has been on where you've been keeping it.
Yeah, it's...
You haven't had a, have you had a paperweight, a doorstop?
No, most definitely not. No, but it's certainly been in a secure place, I can tell you that much.
It's still not going to tell us where it is.
No, no, we'll just leave it be at the moment, thank you.
Did you ever sort of stop and have a little look at it occasionally?
Oh, I wouldn't say that, no, but it's certainly, it's just been basically locked away and sort of out of anyone's sort of line of sight.
Will this be one of the more unusual cases you've had to deal with in your career?
Look, I would say so. It's certainly not every day if the reports are correct about its origins and that sort of thing that would come into anyone's possession, let alone the police. But yes, most definitely.
You blokes have seen more of it than anybody else. Does it look like just another rock, or is there something special about it?
I would say it doesn't. I wouldn't say there's anything too remarkable about it, but it's certainly very heavy. It's deceptively heavy, I can tell you that much.
Well, it sounds like a meteorite then, doesn't it?
Well, I'm certainly no expert, but yes, it's certainly very heavy, I can tell you that much.
And has it been handed over to the new owner yet?
No, not at this stage. Although the court was made its determination yesterday, there is, like any matters, there is an appeal period. So the police will retain possession of the meteorite until that expires.
That's why you can't tell us where it is, isn't it?
Well, possibly, yes.
I guess it's one of the easier guests you have to look after. No feeding,
yep,
no toilets.
Right. That's right, yes, most definitely. It sort of looks after itself.
And I can't see a meteorite banging its cup on the metal bars or anything like that.
No.
So you're looking forward to seeing the end of it, though?
Oh, look, you know, it'll just be, I suppose, we've got a lot of items of property here. It'll just be one less we have to sort of... look after, if you know what I mean, and it'll be certainly one less off our items of property in our possession.
Life returns to something resembling whatever normal is.
Yes.
All right, Mark, good to talk to you. Thanks for that this morning.
Okay, Tom.